Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the night unfolds, skies over Tel Aviv are clear and temperatures are comfortably warm. In Jerusalem, a gentle breeze is keeping the evening pleasant. Down south in Eilat, the air remains warm with a touch of humidity. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports on a significant find by IDF troops. They've uncovered Hezbollah's underground drone fortress 200 meters beneath a Lebanese village near Majd al-Zun. Also, The Times of Israel says Prime Minister Netanyahu has vowed to maintain IDF presence in Lebanon. This comes as the issue impacts ongoing U.S.-Iran talks. Also this hour, Walla reports that the IDF announced the elimination of a terrorist involved in the kidnapping of Yagil Yaakov from Kibbutz Nir Oz on October 7th. Separately, Axios has revealed that Iran has fired missiles at Israel. It's the first such attack since the ceasefire, potentially jeopardizing peace talks. And finally, in earlier reporting, Hezbollah's chief has dismissed the idea of a security zone in Lebanon as impossible. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Middle East 24, a U.S. diplomat mentioned ongoing talks with Iran. The focus includes deconfliction mechanisms in Lebanon and keeping the Strait of Hormuz open. Noga Tarnopolsky, an Israeli journalist, posted that 82.9% of Israelis feel the war with Iran weakened their long-term security. A significant majority are dissatisfied with the outcome. Open Source Intel reports that the IDF is urging Israeli political leaders to enhance negotiations with Lebanon. They fear U.S.-Iran diplomatic moves might limit operations against Hezbollah. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the discovery in Majd al-Zun, Ynet reports that the IDF uncovered a fortified underground route just 10 kilometers from Israel. The site includes launch shafts, storage rooms, and Iranian drones. This discovery highlights the depth of Hezbollah's infrastructure close to the Israeli border. It underscores the ongoing threat and the need for vigilance in the region. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the Times of Israel notes Netanyahu's determination to keep IDF forces in place. This decision comes amidst complex U.S.-Iran negotiations. Iran claims the deployment breaches a memorandum of understanding. The discussions could influence future military and diplomatic strategies in the region. Meanwhile, the reported missile attack by Iran, covered by Axios, marks a serious escalation. It happened earlier today and threatens to derail current negotiations. Israel's likely response could lead to renewed conflict affecting civilians on both sides. Finally, the elimination of the terrorist involved in Yagil Yaakov's kidnapping is a notable development. Walla's report highlights the IDF and Shin Bet's efforts to target key figures in the conflict. This action is part of a broader strategy to dismantle hostile networks. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on Germany's interest in an Israeli startup, Covenant. This secretive company is gaining attention for its long-range strike capabilities, backed by Silicon Valley investors. Separately, Walla Business discusses a recent committee meeting on developing the Negev and Galilee. A Treasury representative faced tough questions about industrial development in these regions. And finally, from Globes, a Dutch company is taking legal action against Landa Labs over a 16 million euro debt. The lawsuit could have significant financial implications for the Israeli company. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.